First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride.
Still, The River Runs at the Bloomington Playwrights Project is a modest play. Just three characters, a pair of decidedly southern brothers and the shroud-wrapped body of their grandfather. Older brother Jesse is a frustrated young redneck. He's described as shotgun married to a woman that he doesn't love, with two sons that bother him, a job that he hates, and a locker full of things he can't use or pay for. Younger brother Wyatt's an army sniper with too many tours and too much time to grapple with the anger at his older brother and the larger questions of life that overwhelm his intelligent but undereducated mind. Both the brothers are talkative young men with a lot of heavy history between them. The grandfather, whose body they've stolen from the regular funeral so they can bury it in a place that they think he'd prefer, gets progressively heavier but is silent. Frankly, I'm still chewing over my reactions to Still the River Runs. It's presented in short scenes with enigmatically puzzling titles. It took a while for me to get involved, and from time to time the breaks in the titles pulled me away. That being said, this is a play with a lot of depth. The relationship of the brothers, the discoveries that the audience and the brothers themselves make are fascinating, with tantalizing hints about the past that's brought them to their respective testosterone-spiked manhoods. Appropriately enough, they seem to have their best moments driving a truck. There are dramatic, sad, ironic, and downright funny moments of insight and sharing. Gabe Glodin plays the older Jesse. It's a complex part that swings widely from confident braggadocio to guilty doubt, with lots of stops in between, and he does a solid job. Daniel Petrie was very impressive as the younger Wyatt. His character's more guarded, with less on the surface to work with, but his character was always alive and full. Director Dina Epstein has helped her actors to present a solid, coherent production. Designers Shane Sinnel and Lee Burkus set with its distressed, bare, rough wood and echoes of church, country, and even that cold, treacherous river ably supported the vision. Dan Bishop's Still the River Runs plays May 20th through June 4th at the Bloomington Playwrights Project's Theater at 107 West 9th Street. You can find an interview with director Dina Epstein on our website at wfiu.org. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.